Watch out, nephew. Put some money on it.
We call them boppers?
Oh, hell yeah.
Bet they play at Firefest.
They look like they're spooning.
Enter the D.
Shout out to the commission.
I think his name's pronounced people.
Why am I not part of the beautiful people?
This is the first dick pic.
That's an achy breaky moly.
We are definitely the number one dick run podcast. Except for one problem. No OJ.
I'm a fumble guy. He's got to make the first move.
Sorry.
Shoot over the barn door.
Let's go milk some goats.
That's like skating on America's dick.
When it comes to announcing sports, I have zero journalistic integrity.
I don't want pop, goddammit.
Living life like every day is my last podcast.
Silly hat day or what?
We were having a conversation about hats.
Mm.
He sent me a trailer. He sent me a trailer about a movie I should or a show I should watch, and I stated that there was one fedora too many.
What show?
The Expanse on Amazon. I watched it. Is that a good O or a bad O?
It's like the coolest story, but it has the worst fucking acting in human history. It is
really.
It
looked that way. I don't think it's that. So like I watched it right after watching that new show Upload, which I think is the worst acting I've ever seen. But I didn't think the acting was that bad.
They have a character on there whose accent is so thick that you can't understand her, and that's like a part of her character. It was like the most interesting story, and I got into it with like a bunch of nerds online because I was like, oh, good, Amazon bought it. Maybe they'll scrap the whole thing and start over. But it was such an interesting story, but the like acting is so, it's a sci-fi show, right? So Amazon bought it from sci-fi, and it reeks of a sci-fi show.
Which is not necessarily a good thing.
No, because unless it's Sharknado, like it's taking itself too seriously, because it looks like a set that the three of us could build in like 4 days. Like,
and just it had this, there's something that shows do too often where it's too clean. And it doesn't have this, like, I just saw the trailer. I didn't watch the show.
Yeah.
But it just has this, like, cleanliness that doesn't look authentic. You know what I mean?
It's just, like, they hired set designers for a month, and they did 4 days of work and left.
Like, yeah. Bobby, how far into it did you get?
My roommate, Zach, at Sequoia, he was watching it. So, like I said, the story's really interesting, but,
is that old?
Dude, it's super old. Yeah.
2015, yeah.
That's when it started. It. Anyway, silly hat day. I'm sorry I didn't get the memo.
I mean, your hat's pretty silly.
I think it's just hat day. I don't think we have to say it. Just because it's Mexican doesn't mean it's silly, Bobby.
Uncharacteristic hat day for...
There we go.
There you go. Anyway. All right, here
don't
we
worry,
go.
I have an alt hat prepared.
There you go. That's so we know where you are. But we don't know where Ian is.
But Ian, did you notice?
I did. Very good.
Did you see this, Bobby?
I did. Wait, what is it? Redondo Beach? Is that a band?
No, this was apparently a minor league baseball team from way back in like 1910.
I need that shirt. That's amazing.
Yeah. There's a debate whether they were known as the Wharf Rats or the Sand Dabs.
That sounds like it could be racist.
I think it was just a different way of saying crab.
Yeah. Wharf Rats, that's fucking
racist.
Sick. I love that they just took the body of the old Chicago Bears thing and put a rat head and a rat tail on it.
No, I'm pretty sure this is like the 1910 logo.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm just teasing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the vintage defunct teams are coming into style. Although it pisses me off because we had that idea years ago.
Yeah. Well, both of these are Ebbets flannels.
Ebbets. That's what it is. I was trying to think. I have a few things from Ebbets myself. It's a hell of a website.
I just don't like baseball enough to spend that much money, although I've been tempted.
Yeah, but
they have a ton of football stuff.
Yeah, but their football stuff is usually a lot more expensive. And they just released a bunch of defunct soccer team stuff.
Do they have the Caribous of Colorado?
I don't think so, but they do have the Chicago Cats.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good one, too. Anyway, punk rock bracket, 90s bracket, round 4 results. We're picking the Fatal 4 today. Ooh, isn't that clever? 10 minutes into the podcast, we stopped talking about hats. It's all right. Not a lot of winners to go over here. Only four will remain after this conversation. It's bittersweet time here at the old Fopperoo. So, without any further ado, Rancid versus Offspring. Very interesting matchup here. What will prevail? Like street cred or overall popularity? What do we got up top with Dan?
I mean, I personally went with Rancid due to hatred for Offspring. But that's the thing is, I don't think that Rancid is just going, how do I word this better? Rancid is not lacking street cred. So it's street cred plus not having been labeled a sellout.
Yeah. And honestly, like, I think that their track record trumps Offspring in all things punk rock. And I mean, I like the Offspring. I saw them last year. I've seen them. I mean, I didn't like go just to see them. It was at like a festival thing, but it's fun, yeah. Man. It was like Offspring, Pennywise, Unwritten Law.
Well, I saw Offspring probably 2002, and they did a intermission in the middle of their set where they brought out a sumo dude and have him just stand on a box and wave his hands left and right for like a minute or two.
It's on their album. It's that dude. I saw the same thing. Similar situation. They brought out a couch. His name? Sat down on it, and then sumo dude in a thong that's like an elephant's head. So
yeah, just didn't do anything for me.
That's amazing. Showmanship is it? They get points for that. Anyway, yeah. I went Rancid. Ian, what about you?
I mean, I think this was a no brainer. I've said it a thousand times. Smash was great. Everything else has a couple of good songs, but Bobby, kind of what you were just saying, like. I think Rancid has one perfect album, but the stuff they keep making is still very good. Also, this was a pretty controversial round. A lot of people were upset about a Green Day being knocked out. But if you ask me, a vote for Rancid is kind of a vote for Green Day because Tim Armstrong and Billy Joe Armstrong, they're really good friends. Also, I don't know if you know this, but one of Rancid's first radio hits is a song called Radio that was written by Billy Joe Armstrong.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So, they're buds. They're both named Armstrong. I think Out Come the Wolves, again, is a perfect album. Also, fun fact, Tim Armstrong is a Guinness Book of World Record holder for the most songs written in 24 hours. There's so many cool things about this guy.
That I believe. That's no jab at Tim, but I mean.
Anyways, Offspring, Smash is fantastic. I think I liked Americana when it first came out because 16-year-olds are stupid.
Yeah.
Much like Blink, I feel like, okay, Americana like is their Enema of the State where there's like, hey, there's good tracks on here, but it also Pretty Fly for a White Guy pretty much killed it.
Yeah.
But what's interesting about that is with the exception of the Kids aren't All Right, I think all of the singles off that were like shitty. Like, because, like, Pretty Fly for a White Guy is, like, funny, right? And it really doesn't age well because you're like, what? A white guy can't, like, rap music? And then, you know, that was how it was at the turn of the century, if you will. And then, what was it?
The La La, Why Don't You Get a Job?
Yeah.
Thing?
Yeah.
That's a cover of the Beatles?
Yeah, kind of. I mean... I don't think it's a cover if it's just a melody, but at the same time, I see what you're saying. That's a whole.
No, they acknowledge it. Like it's a, I guess, a parody, kind of like when Adam and His Package did "Cecilia" by Simon and Garfunkel, but they changed the lyrics.
And like how pretty much every Sublime song was a melody from the Beatles and anyone else they could take it from.
That's fucking.
Shut up, Bobby. You don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't say shit, man. I just had that debate with somebody, and they were like. But they got famous, or Sublime was like, they got famous off of covers. I was like, no, they didn't. They got famous off original songs. And then he's like, well, what I got's actually an original song. I'm like, well, it's exactly Lady Madonna. Like,
yeah.
It was so funny.
It's the bass riff.
Yeah, exactly.
But it is. I didn't realize that. That totally is.
Yeah, and Santeria's Yellow Submarine.
What?
Trust
no way.
Me.
Huh.
It is. Octopus's Garden. I'm sorry. Octopus's Garden. Trust me, that's one of the only Beatles songs I like.
Huh.
And it's a fact.
Well,
secondly, they got famous off of their least favorite song of their own, which was Date Rape.
Yeah, exactly. That was my argument. I was like, the first single was Date Parade. But this isn't about Sublime. This is about Rancid and Offspring. And as you guys probably predicted, Rancid took this, but a surprising number of people. 5 for Offspring, including one from my camp, which I thought for sure wouldn't go that way. So 17-5, Rancid takes it.
I was surprised by the at least one of my Offspring votes, but not the rest.
Were they? Why do you think they voted Offspring?
Because Misfits wasn't around anymore. I think it was more about being upset at Rancid for beating Misfits.
That's not the point. But whatever, people vote.
It was a weird vote. I didn't expect it from him, but
yeah. All right. Next up, Descendants versus Pennywise. This one I predicted was going to be pretty interesting. And
I can't tell what the final outcome is going to be from the votes I've collected, and I'm really hoping that Descendants win.
Okay, interesting. So let's take a look at your votes alone, and we'll go from there. Because mine are pretty one-sided.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, Dan, or Meg, you have 7-8 in favor of Pennywise.
Yeah, it was 7-7 until late last night. But then I'll throw my personal vote in, which goes for the Descendants.
Okay. Wait, you hadn't added that already?
No, I told you earlier today I haven't added Ian and mine's votes.
Oh, shit. Well, both for Rancid then?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That makes the tally 19-6, going back on that one. So Dan ties it up 8-8 on Pennywise, Pennywise versus the Descendants.
Yeah.
So Ian, tiebreaker on Dan's bracket.
So my vote is for Pennywise strictly, and I don't really like Pennywise strictly because the Descendants aren't a 90s punk band. I've been saying that from the get-go.
Again, a contentious argument that we definitely had. But at the same time, I'm glad they usurped Green Day, because I don't know if I could have lived with this if it was Green Day. And that's not shade, it's just not what I agree with.
Let me add to that. I feel the same way for Pennywise. I would like someone to knock them off. I wish they had been had a harder route to this point.
Yeah.
So I would be very happy for the Descendants to beat out Pennywise, mostly for the fact of Pennywise getting off of this list.
Well, to recap, the Descendants took out Big Wig, Screeching Weasel, and Green Day. So Big Wig was kind of a no-brainer because they were a fringe. And
yeah.
Pennywise took out the Donnas, Jawbreaker, and Dead Melkman. So
all tough contenders. I think all of those were really tough contenders. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I thought we'd get more love for the Donnas, but I don't know what to speak to that. Interestingly enough, though, the Descendants took this one, stole it away from Pennywise, 13-11.
That's with my vote?
That's with your guys' vote added. So, oh shit.
That is awesome.
Fuck things up here. Okay, it doesn't matter. Yeah, 5-2 for the Descendants from my crowd.
I'm not surprised that Pennywise didn't survive the hate.
Yeah. And what sucks is I don't think it's a pure vote because although you can definitely hate or like whatever you want, but I think this is more of a like why I don't like the Eagles because their fans are obnoxious, or why I don't like the Flyers or the Patriots. It's just like, great.
Or the Cowboys.
Cowboys I kind of got to hate just because of my Skins fandom. But the other two I don't like more just because of how their fans are.
Yeah.
Do we really need to have what's a better football team, the Redskins or the Eagles, like over the course of time debate? It's like, no, they both are terrible and they both had good seasons.
Oh, that's what you meant by Eagles. I thought you meant Hotel California Eagles.
No. I fucking hate the Eagles.
Well,
I mean, I think they're fine. I don't know how. I mean, like, I think it's strange that people hate them so much. I think they're a lovely band. They're fine. You know?
I just think it's a great quote from Big Lebowski. The Big Lebowski, yeah. Yes. But, yeah.
I think more people prefer quoting them than actually having an opinion about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Let me ask you both a question about our list. Do you think Pennywise would have beaten Green Day?
No.
No. I wouldn't have. If it had gone to that, I don't think I could have justified a Pennywise vote.
I think I would have voted Dookie over Pennywise.
Yeah. And it's, again, you know, I've listened and seen Pennywise. I don't think I've ever seen Green Day. Like, many
really?
Times. Yeah. Well,
it's Ian, just, haven't you told show. Me Green Day puts on a good show?
They put on a fantastic live show. In fact, because I worked at Hot Topic 2001 to 2003, for the Pop Disaster Tour, when Green Day toured with Blink-182, I got backstage passes, and it was amazing. They're all surprisingly tall.
Green Day?
And Blink-182, both of them. Like, I was surprised how tall they were. But anyways, I've seen Green Day live, I think, 4 times, and each time was fantastic.
Interesting. I don't know. I think, like, by the time I was old enough to see them live, I wasn't really into them. But that's not their fault, necessarily, because there was a real fucking hardcore Green Day fan. And I was like, dude, I used to like this band until, like, that's all I could listen to. All right. Anyway, moving on. Oh, boy.
We'll have Rancid versus the Descendants next week, huh?
Yeah, right. That's going to be interesting. I predict that my crew... my constituents will go Descendants.
Really?
I think we should have some sort of campaign, right? Like, I think that the vote, like, in any democracy or where people vote, they should know a little more information before they cast a vote. So I'm pleading for Rancid strictly because the Descendants are not a 90s punk band.
I we've had that argument, so it's tired, but I still feel
it's not tired to me, Dan, because people aren't listening.
I honestly feel Rancid will beat out Descendants. As much as I love the Descendants, I think that Rancid will have the street cred and the quality votes.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I kind of hope that, because I'm with Ian on this. I don't think I argued against putting the Descendants in here at all, because I'm like, dude, it's like putting a band in here that people are going to be like, oh, yeah, that's the better band.
Right. Yeah.
When in reality, it should be at least taken to the account when the majority of their catalog was manufactured or whatever.
I think I'm just a little surprised that produced. I don't think I ever realized just how popular the Descendants were.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, I think it's a coastal thing, even though they're a California band.
Yeah. That's part of what I mean is, like, I never thought that they were this popular outside of LA.
Yeah. And
known and appreciated, yes, but this popular, no.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a whole discussion to be had about that, because it's kind of like why we're looking. I mean, seven of the 8 bands on here are Southern California, or California bands, I should say, not necessarily Southern California. But anyway, this one's going to break my heart. Hardest decision I've had to make since whoever No Use for a Name was against in the first round. I can't remember. Oh, Avail. Yeah, that was dumb. Anyway, I mean, Avail's great, but I just wanted a Virginia band to go far. So NOFX versus Bouncing Souls. Personal preference, starting with the Notorious I.A.N. That name fits you even better in a cowboy hat, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes.
I should wear it all the time. Before I go to my vote, I just have a little punk rock news. I don't know if you guys heard, because I think this is where the band was who got knocked out, I'm about to reference, is they just announced they're making a documentary on how Tony Hawk was the most well-known, richest skater in the world to an even richer, well-known skater in the world because of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. And the documentary is going to be called Pretending I'm a Superman because of the Goldfinger song that is featured in the video game.
A little addition to this fun fact. I think it was announced today that they're re-releasing Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2.
Oh, nice. No shit.
In 4K.
Oh.
And yeah. And part of the announcement was a announcement of famous bands that are on said soundtracks, and many of them are on our list.
That's going to be sweet. I want my hands on that. The last Tony Hawk game they did was supposed to be like a return to greatness, and it was just like so cartoony and shitty.
Yeah, this is going the other way.
Yeah, well, I'm interested though, because like after you play, it's a game where after you you know, they added all this shit. Like in the first Tony Hawk, you can't manual. In the second one, you can. So you can't. So I wonder if they're just bringing back the levels with all the advancement, because you couldn't do inverted tricks either until like the third or fourth one.
It looks like it's a package deal, and they're adding in a lot of those details.
That's going to be interesting too, though, because like, I don't know, depending on who you talk to, it like peaked at one game or the other, you know? It's like asking someone what their favorite Simpsons season is.
Coco seasons.
Right.
Anyways, this isn't about you guys, but real quick, Dan and I discovered a video game called BMX Triple X, which is pretty much Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, but on a bike and with cursing and boobs.
True.
What?
It was a great game.
That was like 2001, maybe we found. Like, I don't know how we discovered it.
Yeah, you got like strippers and stuff.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, I think NERD was on the soundtrack and Taking Back Sunday. Anyways, back to the bracket. It was a good game, yeah.
Like actual tits or just cleavage?
No, boobs. Like, but you had to like get a certain score.
Right. I think it was like video game boobs.
Yeah.
No way. No, they're real boobs. Like if you beat the first level with a certain score, you just see like for maybe 5 seconds the girls' boobies.
Huh.
Yeah, it was a good game.
I think I remember that. There's also Matt Hoffman BMX, and then Sean.
How many boobs were in that?
Zero. But
yeah,
same developers, but was really good. And then there was also Sean Palmer, not Sean White, snowboarding, which was an insane like Tony Hawk but snowboarding. So lost games to a genre that is pretty much lost, unfortunately.
There's also another game, Arnold Palmer's Rollerblading, which is really weird.
Well, there was
Skitchin'. He just was really into rollerblading.
There was Skitchin', which was like a racing game with rollerblades where you like grabbed on the back of cars.
Yeah, I did that a few times. Got some scars still.
No, I mean like the game. Anyway.
Yeah, no, but it was a game.
All right. Anyway,
sorry. So NoFX Bouncing Souls. This one was much like Bobby said, tough. I put a lot of thought into it. First, I thought like which band is the more punk, and I think that when it comes to just like making music and reputation, and they're pretty equal. I think they release albums around the same amount of time. Both bands never really stopped touring. Both bands are the same amount of guys. I know that Bouncing Souls always gets nervous before they have to tour with Dillinger Four because Dillinger Four outdrinks them all the time, which I think is really funny. But then I kind of like thought about a lot, like the reason I'm a lot of the biggest reasons I'm into a lot of the bands I'm into now is because I discovered them on the Punkorama compilation albums, which were created by Fat Wreck, which is owned by Fat Mike. No, totally.
It was Epitaph. Epitaph was Punkorama. You're thinking of Fat Music.
You're right. You're right. Fat Music for fat people.
Still, it's like one and the other. But no, Punkorama was Epitaph. And then when Fat Records came about, they had Fat Music
for fat people.
Well, yeah, but they're all called different things. It's like Life in the Fat Lane, Live Fat, Die Young. So, but they're Fat Music. It's the same thing. They just have different titles instead of Punkorama 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They all have like clever titles.
Anyways, I guess I meant Fat. A lot of my favorite bands were Fat Wreck.
Right.
I think it's really cool that when you get signed to Fat Wreck, one of the things you do first is you go on tour with NoFX. And I've heard of bands that have signed to Fat Wreck just because of that. Like they get to live their dream to go on tour with NoFX, and then they'll do the next album elsewhere. And I think it's really cool. So I voted for NoFX, even though I think I'm a bigger fan of Bouncing Souls, because I think they had a much bigger, and they still do have a. They're the reason punk is kind of still alive, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Now, am I adding these votes to your count, Dan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So, Dan, what do you got?
I had to go with NoFX. Bouncing Souls were just never really on my radar, and it when it just comes down to influential bands, NoFX are one of the ultimates.
Yeah. I actually went the opposite because I thought realistically, and trying to stick with, you know, what we set up as the parameters, and honestly, like, I've seen Bouncing Souls like a dozen times. I've only seen NoFX a handful, and as far as like what band I liked more in my younger years was definitely the Bouncing Souls, because I felt like I related to their music more. Now, fast forward, I haven't bought a Bouncing Souls record in a long time. However, I am still trying to collect all the NoFX stuff. So, I went with Bouncing Souls probably because I knew it wasn't going to hurt NoFX, but also simply because realistically I was more into Bouncing Souls when I was actually like super into punk rock. And again, just like seeing them a lot, like being going to shows in DC when I was a kid, you know, Bouncing Souls were there like 3-4 times a year, easy. Whereas NoFX, you know, this was their Warped Tour heyday and doing like international shows and stuff. However, NoFX wipes the floor with Bouncing Souls at a 19-6.
Wow.
So I'm pretty stoked that Bouncing Souls got that much. And it was a 6-1, or actually, I guess it'd be 6-2.
So a 1-3?
Yeah. Anyway. But NoFX takes it. And I think we're on to the next up, which was probably the hardest decision for anybody in this one. Vandals versus Bad Religion. Where should we start? I'm going to say that my constituents were split. Dead even on this one.
I was surprised with the votes that I've received. I thought there was going to be more of a split, but it seemed to lean heavily one way. That being said, Bad Religion was one of the first bands that I got into and started listening to. I would say as far as influence and visibility, they were equals. But due to what Epitaph meant to the movement as a whole, I had to go with Bad Religion.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought long about this one. I didn't say long and hard because we're leaving dick jokes at home. So when I think of like the seminal punk bands, like the people who laid the groundwork for all these other bands to sprout up, or just like if you call yourself a punk, you have to own one of these t-shirts when you're like 15, right? You think of like the Ramones, Dead Kennedys, The Clash. I think the Descendants are on that list. I think the Misfits are on that list. And I think Bad Religion is on that list. Even though they released a ton of their stuff in the 90s, and this might just be ignorance on my part, when I think of Bad Religion, they're like, okay, those are the bands that you have to respect. If they're on tour, you got to go to the show, yada, yada. When I think of the Vandals, I think of a 90s punk band. So because of that, I voted for the Vandals. Just and like it's a compliment to Bad Religion, if anything, because I think they're above just being called a 90s punk band. I think they're a seminal punk band.
Yeah, and to add to that, there was a thing about the Vandals when you saw someone wearing like a Bad Religion or a Ramones shirt, it was almost kind of like expected. But when you saw the Vandals, you're like, oh, wow.
Okay, yeah,
that person's totally really punk.
Absolutely, yeah. 100% agree.
I went with the Vandals because I have the controversial opinion that although Bad Religion deserves every ounce of street cred and every dime that they've scrapped for, all their shit kind of sounds the same to me. And the Vandals entertain the fuck out of me, whereas Bad Religion is, it's like, it's important, you know, but at the same time, I would almost rather listen to the Sublime cover of You're Only Gonna Die than the actual version, because they're great, but it's like, it's the same fucking record again and again, and it has a lot of important stuff, and it might address new issues, but it's the same sound, which I guess is a testament that they're still huge and still producing the same shit that they did in 1984. So I went with Vandals. However, the votes did not agree. Bad Religion doubles up on the Vandals, 14-7.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be a closer split.
Yeah. So in my camp, they were split, but in yours, overwhelming support for Bad Religion.
Jesus. I think a lot of that came from my votes, too.
Yeah,
I did.
Well, I don't know which is which on your guys because they're together.
Yeah.
Well, Dan just got really him and his mom, and the rest are mine.
But wait,
I would say of my 15 votes, I would say Ian brought probably 8 of them.
Okay.
Really?
I'll double check that.
It doesn't matter. None of this matters.
Yeah. So, wait, what the fuck just happened there? That's not right. Oh, okay.
Sorry, you brought 9 of my 15. Okay.
Yeah, and actually I forgot to add your guys's. So, that would be Actually, it's 9-15 for the Vandals. So a little bit closer, but still. Yeah. Okay, so things to look forward to in the next round. The Fatal Four consist of NoFX, which, no surprise, I think they've pretty much killed everybody, not even close. A decently easy road, but it could have not been so, depending on what's up. So NoFX versus Bad Religion.
Mm-hmm. Which I like the Fat Wreck versus Epitaph.
Yeah, that needed to happen, right?
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
There's like someone talking.
That's my girlfriend. She has a business. Shit. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
She actually has a job. So.
Well.
But I can shut. Should I shut the door?
Yeah. I mean, we got like 5 minutes. That'd be great. But yeah, NoFX. The Fat Records versus Epitaph. Again, almost a master and pupil situation here. I think you know you got the record label and then the offshoot of it.
I would love to see Rancid and NoFX in the final just because I really love their split, the NoFX Rancid split that they did. Yeah. Like when they covered each other's songs. I think like NoFX's cover of Rancid's cover of Don't Call Me White is fantastic. I love both versions, but I think putting those two head to head would force people to listen to that album. And I think that album should be the deciding factor.
That's interesting because I actually think that NoFX bodied Rancid on that. I was like, dude, really? This proves that they're the better band.
Wow.
So controversial decision there. All right. On the other side, we got Rancid versus the Descendants. I think that one is going to be a lot closer because I feel that at least my constituency is going to vote for the Descendants for two reasons. One, they're like a fifth seed, which, you know, there's a whole debate there why that happened. Again, the whole maybe not being a 90s band thing. And I think that between the two of them, they're going to vote for the most punk rock band. And because Rancid is arguably more well-known and famous, I think that they're going to go for the Descendants. I shan't be telling you how I'm going to vote, but I think that's going to be close.
Oh, that would really surprise me if it happened.
If Rancid won?
Yeah. No. Descendants won. That would really surprise me if it happens. But it would also make me giddy.
Go ahead, sorry.
I'm just, as I've said throughout this whole thing, I'm just a huge Descendants fan. And if they made it that far, I'm shocked they made it this far, even though I will be honest, it's on my bracket.
Oh, but, shit.
Yeah, I had this, but... I'm one off right now.
Wow.
Impressive.
Bold. That is impressive. I'm a little nervous. I shan't give you my vote, but I think it's pretty obvious who I'm going to vote for. Because I find people who are like punk as fuck that don't like Rancid, that they're just like Rancid. No, I'm not doing that. Mm. Or like Rancid and Dropkick Murphys do this tour. And a lot of people I know went to that show and they're like, oh, I'm going for Dropkick Murphys. By the way, in case you were, and to me that's surprising.
Yeah.
The whole point of them touring together is to see them both.
I mean, when I went to that show, we skipped Dropkick Murphys completely.
Yeah.
But it was in Coney Island. Like it's like Dropkick Murphys or the Cyclone.
Right.
Cyclone. It's a great ride.
So I think my camp is going to be kind of split.
Personally, I would have gone to the Freak Show just because we didn't get to see it last time.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I ruined your trip to New York, Dan.
I was really looking forward to that Freak Show.
All right. We got 2.5 minutes left before Zoom kicks us off. Any final thoughts, boys?
Yes. I do have a final thought about the Freak Show. They're not really freaks. It's just people who made really poor life choices. It's people who like have holes in their faces or crazy tattoos or can juggle really, really well. So well that that's the only thing they can do. I wish it was still freaks, you know.
But this is why I wore my Richie the Clown Barber shirt. Misfits shirt to the Freak Show.
Wait,
I have a Misfits shirt, but it's actually Richie the Clown Barber.
Oh God, yeah, that guy. But
it's his face on the Crimson Ghost, and I wore that to the Freak Show.
That's pretty cool.
You also wore it to the Misfits Show. I have a T-shirt that's actually right here. It's Glenn Danzig holding a kitty cat.
That's
two hearts.
That's darling.
It's It's one of my favorite shirts.
Yes.
I'm wearing my Iron Maiden Washington Capitals mashup because they used to have Iron Maiden as their goal song. Doesn't really fit in this conversation, but if we're all sharing. Oh, and by the way, all that shit I talked about baseball, this is totally a baseball team on my head. It's the the now defunct Missoula Osprey, who are now the Missoula Paddleheads. Terrible name. Got some great logos, though.
Osprey's way better, yeah.
Yeah, because it's a thing. No one calls a moose a fucking paddlehead. Yes, Yeah. I've seen the mug, dude. It's beautiful.
Oh, what are you talking about? My mug?
That I got you that mug.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, we have less than a minute. I'm gonna do it. So Dan texted me on Friday about this live podcast thing and didn't wish me a happy birthday.
Yes, priorities, Daniel.
And his birthday is the only birthday I've ever really remembered in my life. That's... And this year. I forgot.
He might have the same birthday as Bree from the league.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh. How about that?
Yeah, how
I
about
do the same
that?
Birthday as Don Rickles.
Oh, that's amazing. So. No respect. No, that's not the right guy.
No respect for Don Rickles.
All right. With that, we are done. Kamish out. We'll catch you on Thursday.
Watch out, nephew. Put some money on it.
All right. And we're back. The Fatal Four. With a quick turnaround, all sorts of things to talk about. But before we get into it, I'd just like to take a look at one thing that I comprised, because I have no life in this.
Mm.
And that is band individual totals.
Oh.
Okay.
Meaning how many votes each band has gotten thus far. I think it's pretty obvious, you know, based on the seating, who's got the most, but anyone want to take a guesstimate on a number in a band before I read out the top winners here?
I guess that NoFX has the most votes out of the four, but I don't know the exact number.
Let's do Price is Right rules.
I mean, Ian, go. You said it. You start talking first. What's your Price is Right rules?
I'm trying to think how many votes we have per week. I'm going to say we get about 15. I'm going to say,
we had a lot
30,
more.
30, 37. I'm going to say NoFX has 37 votes.
Well, I should.
I'm going to go with NoFX with.
Hold on. Ian, you're going to want to re-guess because our first week, we actually had upwards of 40 votes.
Yeah. Why are you cheating?
That's not cheating.
If he had tuned into the podcast, he would know that.
Fair enough.
That's true.
And so his you said what, 37, Ian?
Yeah, I'm going with Dan's right. Dan's
I'm going
right.
with no effects it. With 38.
Well, had there been other contestants, you all would have gotten your asses handed to you. No effects sitting at 97 votes.
Wow.
And to give you an idea, Rancid is sitting at 68. Bad Religion is sitting at 85. So very interesting numbers out of that. Descendants at 71. This doesn't mean anything. It's just interesting.
It's very suggestive because it depends on the matchups. It depends on
who had the
easier trail. But it is interesting. Also, Snarky Pants, I may have missed the first podcast, but I will say Ian's got recasted very smoothly. No one noticed. No one noticed that Darren Stevens. There was one Darren Stevens. Now there's another Darren Stevens. Everyone's like, I'm cool with that. People are cool with it.
Yeah.
I'm the new Aunt Viv. Yes.
And we finally found his nickname, Aunt Viv. I love it. Awesome. Just to give you another idea, though, like a surprise hit, Less Than Jake sitting at about 50. So,
wow,
very interesting stuff. Green Day had 50, also Vandals at 59. And again, these numbers might be inaccurate because I got to be honest, I wasn't able to crack the code on how to make I could have. I just didn't make a clean spreadsheet for all of this. But another fun thing you can find in our 90s punk rock bracket Excel sheet. Anywho. I don't even know where to begin. This one's going to be super short. So I guess personal preference. Let's take a look. See here at the old Brackaroo. All right. Oop, showing everyone my D&D fun here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun new series. So, I think we start Rancid and Descendants. It's on the left side. That's the only justification there. We only got two matches to go over. So, Dan, who'd you pick?
I had to be honest with myself, and I'm going with Rancid, even though my personal love and the band that I would play over and over again in my car would be the Descendants.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily what this was about. Ian, you may not remember, this all kind of came about because of a bracket that I got of like old school punk bands.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
And for me, Descendants won because my criteria was the band that I would hit play on in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And so Descendants won that. That's not how I'm looking at this one. So
I think it's interesting. It's interesting that you finally realize that at the final fucking four.
Well, it's like also about who they were. It's all about who they were going up against every other time I voted for Descendants.
True. Well, that's very big of you to realize that, and I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm not that was sarcastic, but I mean it. Like I'm being an asshole, but I also mean it.
But if Descendants had gone up against like the Vandals in round one, they probably wouldn't. I probably wouldn't have voted for them.
Oh, okay.
And to recap, the Descendants took out Bigwig, Screeching Weasel, Green Day to make it. Oh, and Pennywise to make it to the final four, the Fatal Four.
Yes, I like that title.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. I every now and again I'm clever. All right, Aunt Viv, what you got?
Well, I mean, I love the Descendants. I made it very clear. Like Rancid is one of my favorite bands ever. I would like to think that if I were in Dan's situation, I would also make this non-objectively, but I can't because I love Rancid so much. Rancid is just a clear win for two reasons. I just really love Rancid and because Descendants aren't a 90s punk band. So there you have it.
Perfect. All right. Ain't Viv with Rancid, Dan with Rancid, all on the commission's shoulders, sort of. I had to go with Rancid. Undoubtable. Descendants are great. Again, I said they probably shouldn't be included in this, and the reason being, if they were, they would make it a lot farther than other bands that could be quote-unquote more 90s. So, for example... Huh?
In their defense, they did have a 90s presence and album and did shows in the 90s, unlike some of the other bands that we left off.
Right, and also I had to go with the Descendants because My Little Darlings...
You went with the Descendants?
No. I had to go against the Descendants, I meant.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Because My Little Darlings, The Living End, were eliminated very soon. But just to give the folks an example of, had Descendants been off the charts, right, and we had picked somebody else, in this in particular bracket, we had Green Day, Mustard Plug, Lunatics, Face to Face, Screeching Weasel, Against All Authority, Bigwig, Anti-Flag, Sublime, Living End, Dead Milkmen, Unwritten Law, Jawbreaker, Donna's, and Pennywise. So it's some pretty hefty competition that they eliminated, and I think that almost anyone that could have come out of there, Anti-Flag, Sublime, Living End, Dead Milkmen, UL, Jawbreaker, Donna's, Pennywise. I think any of them, had the Descendants not been in this competition, I think all of these bands could have made it a lot further.
Totally.
So
also Bobby, mad street cred for calling Unwritten Law UL.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. It's just easier.
Mm-hmm.
I learned it from Blink-182. What can I
Me
say?
Me too, yeah. UL and DHD. I get it. Yeah. I know.
And shout out to Tristan. They named their kid Josie. Not because of that song, but just because. So, Rancid also undoubtedly, Outcome the Wolves, highly influential in my life. Yeah, Jim McGrath, one of the guys, just said Living End got done dirty. So I'm glad to see that I wasn't the only one. So, what did the public say, you ask? Well, I was wrong. I thought that my constituency would, try and outpunk everyone else's. I thought the Descendants might take it. Only one vote for the Descendants. Rancid got six. So they took it with mine, and I'm just now looking at the totals for the first time. 16-3, Rancid takes it. Yeah. Ah, man. I mean, it hurts. I'm sorry, Descendants.
I was even surprised at the two votes they got on my collections.
Yeah.
And yeah. And so, none of those votes were mine.
The first person that got me their votes, like right back right away, voted the Descendants. And I got this dread in my stomach, like, is this how it's gonna go? Like, I thought that based on that first vote. And it was Trevor, my buddy Trevor, with the, you know, he's got tattoos. You met him.
Yeah. Then. Yeah.
As much as I love the Descendants, I think had they gone all the way, this whole thing would have been flawed. I don't think they're a 90s band enough. It's silly, but...
Yeah, but I'm not surprised they beat out, like, Green Day and Pennywise, because those bands tend to have some...
Stigma.
A lot of... Yeah, stigma is a good word to use.
Yeah. Okay. So, personal preferences. Hopefully you guys have something to say on this. No Effects versus Bad Religion. What say you, Aunt Viv?
This one really wasn't that tough. Like respect to Bad Religion, but I think No Effects is just such a no-brainer. And I tried to think after our last week, I voted No Effects because of Fat Wreck, right? And how influential that was. But that's not No Effects. That's Fat Mike, really.
True.
And then I was like, oh man, did I make the wrong decision? Not that it mattered. No Effects freaking slaughtered it. But I remember when Dan and I went to Riot Fest in Colorado, on almost every stage, Hefe and Fat Mike and Melvin and the drummer whose name escapes me, they were there. Like, they were always right backstage and everyone saw them.
Stinky.
So it's like,
his name's Stinky.
So Stinky, Fat Mike, Melvin, they sound like little rascals. Dan, I'm sure you remember, like, they were there enjoying it. They were like loving the music, listening to it, being super involved. So yeah, like they are the 90s punk scene on that side. Music, forget about just music, just scene alone, No Effects gets the win.
Now, I don't discredit anything Ian just said, so don't blow up at me. I obviously went Bad Religion. It's a personal preference. It's a personal, I think, as Ian was saying with the Fat Wreck, and then you throw an Epitaph, they both are so important to what happened in punk rock in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And to kind of make a point about our experience at Riot Fest in Colorado, correct me if I'm wrong, Ian, didn't Bad Religion go on before Misfits on the main stage on the last day?
Yes, and No Effects was like at like 3 p.m., which was so weird.
In the rodeo,
yeah.
Yeah, the dirt hole. So. Let that tell you whether you want to say one's more important or one's
that's a good point, Dan.
Punk rock.
No, I didn't think about that. That's a really good point.
But, you know.
Yeah.
I finally had a good point, so I'm going to leave it at that.
So I will say Fat Mike did rush the stage during Bad Religion. The lead singer was like, Mike, please get off.
And I will say Bad Religion made it extremely far in my bracket. Beginning one.
I think I know what he's trying to tell us there. All right. Well, I had to go with No Effects. You've heard the tales over and over about me seeing them with an orchestra. But I did this because same reason I also voted against Bad Religion in the last round. I like them. I respect the fuck out of them. But I'll be damned if that shit does not sound like the same song over and over again. I gotta harp on this. I gotta stick to my guns on it. No Effects all day. One of the reasons being the first time I saw them, I puked on a chick in the mosh pit. And I think I hope someday I can share that story with Fat Mike or Stinky. Maybe it's Smelly. I can't remember. Whatever. It's Eric. Because it's Eric Melvin and then Eric the drummer. Or El Jefe. Or fuck. Any punk rock legend.
Ian,
really.
Isn't Stinky Stimpy's fart baby?
It is. Yeah. I actually just watched that episode this week. Because I have like the Nicktoons channel and they have Ren and Stimpy on there. Oh. There's a really funny scene, not to get too off topic, but there's a hilarious scene in that episode where Stimpy's looking for Stinky and he looks under a chair to talk to his boogers. He was like, hi, I'm looking for my friend.
Nose goblins,
yeah. He was like, it came out of my butt and it made a noise. And one of the boogers said to the other ones, He's talking to farts, man.
I talk to all my farts. So just to clarify, did you add your two votes into your totals?
I did not.
Okay, cool. So they have been added. And No Effects takes it at an astonishing 16-5.
Wow.
Ooh.
16 votes for both Rancid and No Effects. That's insane. 16 more.
So for the record, I collected an 8-4. So I thought it was going to be a little bit.
Right. I had a 7-0.
Yeah.
No
that
votes.
Surprised me.
BR. Yeah, that's insane. So we have it arguably predictable from the start. But in the final, we have No Effects versus Rancid. Very interesting. I thought some of these bands were going to surprise us, but I guess at the end of the day, you can't fuck with those two.
I thought it was going to be Green Day and No Effects. That's what I thought the final two were going to be.
I was really expecting Green Day, Blink-182, but no, yeah. I mean,
it could have happened. If it was up to the Climbing Dad crowd, this would have been different. That's why, yeah. As much as I love having Aunt Viv here, it's a real unfortunate that Killer Kavanaugh fell off. Because that's where Less Than Jake came out. I mean, here's the thing, is like if it was just the three of us or just three of my friends, I could have guessed this from the start. By putting it out to the public, and more importantly, putting it out to the public that is strange. Like, I didn't have any groups I could share this with, but original Ian shared it with a whole crowd that really shook things up that first round, and it's unfortunate that he decided not to commit. However, Aunt Viv in the house. Welcome.
To add to what you just said, though, I was surprised as I was collecting votes from Aunt Viv, that there was a lot more diversity in the answers than I was originally expecting. I was expecting it to be a lot of hate towards certain bands, but even
in general, or just this last round?
In general, throughout this entire process, the votes that I had been collecting, I was expecting bands like Green Day to not even get out of the first round. Because of hatred, or even I'm trying to look at some of the earlier wins, but there were just some that surprised me that they even made it out of the first round, because I expected that, like, a certain mentality to prevail.
Well, that's a luxury of being in our 30s. Like, if you had asked, like, 16-year-old Ian and his 16-year-old shitty friends, be like, Green Day, get them out of there. But, like, as an adult, I can actually acknowledge, like, no, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
I can see their importance.
Right. Well, and harping, so Jim and Rudy got into it in the comments when Jim voted for Rancid, and Rudy called him a poser, and then Jim was just like, well, Rancid still plays, and I'm like, but that's technically not what we care about, like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. It's just weird, you know? This is what happens when you put it to the public and social media in general. I'm not gonna go into a big old political statement here, but essentially having your own voice means that you can interpret any one of these things any way you want it,
which is why not everyone should have their own voice
or a vote. True. If you ask me, I mean,
but and this is why I did push so much for Sublime in the very beginning, because I know they get a lot of hate, but their 90s presence was much more of a small punk show around California or around the country presence, as opposed to that stoner frat boy that you went to college with that you really hated.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Which is, I mean, I didn't even, like, realize how problematic Sublime as a band is to some people.
I worked for Greenpeace for a while, as Dan knows, and it's like, you really think you might hate something, and then you work for Greenpeace, you're like, oh, no, I do hate this. Like, because it's just like, dude, what's your sign? And you gotta listen to White Boy Reggae, bro.
I hate White Boy Reggae, but thankfully Sublime played and dabbled in many genres.
Yeah, I know. But you know what I'm saying. White Boy Reggae. There's a jam at Danny's throat.
I mean, there's like, I think like each White Boy Reggae band gets one good song. I think that's it. I mean, I think that Soldiers of Jah Army, probably a great show. They're from Northern Virginia, but.
And they gave me a show on 4th of July when I was in Poland. And it was raining. They gave me a sweatshirt because I did not bring one.
Soldiers of Jah Army?
Nice. Yeah.
That's
Soja. Yeah.
So, also, Dan, not to get too off the rails here, but I know we're going crazy.
No,
but we have nothing else to talk about.
Yeah,
we got time. So I think what happened with me also with the band, I think it was slightly stupid, mm-hmm. is what happened with you with Against Me. So again, talking about Riot Fest, is I love the band Against Me, the first few albums at least. And I was so excited to show Dan Against Me because I've seen them live 1,000 times, and it was Laura Jane in her prime. And I was like, oh man, you're going to love it. And then they played the first half of their set was new shit. And and I kept looking at Dan saying like, look, this isn't what I'm talking about. Yeah. But by that point, he's just bored. So was I. And then when Slightly Stupid came on, it was kind of the same situation. They didn't play any of like the heavier stuff or the faster stuff for the first half of the set. And I was bored. By the time they played the fast stuff, I was like, I'm not into it.
Yeah.
I Slightly Stupid, when they abandoned, like the only time I've ever seen them, it was at a 420 show with Cypress Hill. So maybe I should have seen this coming, but it was all just like, puta white boy reggae.
Like now, as a fan of the white boy reggae, and I know that definitely put a stigma against myself.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly Stupid is definitely like one of the granddaddies, but I would not put them as the best. They've done great things, but they're very one-sided
pony.
But there are many other bands that have a lot more depth and different styles within their albums. The Expendables, of course, I know Ian's listened to them with me,
mm-hmm.
who I originally hated when I heard them at first, but that's a whole nother story. Hmm. The point is,
no.
don't hate on white boy reggae.
White boy, I think the best white boy reggae is The Police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, honestly, me. Like, because at least it's like, very talented musically guys just kind of being like, hey, we could do this.
Seriously, yeah.
So yeah, one last note about white boy reggae. It's pretty awful.
Yeah, it has its place in the world.
But I don't like reggae. I also think that Bob Marley is the only like reggae artist that has like multiple good songs you can listen to over and over again. I just don't like it. And this comes from seeing this shit. Like, I've seen reggae bands, and I'm just like, I just don't fucking get it. It's
Bobby,
boring.
Let me like twist this a little bit. I know it's not white boy reggae, but it fits with what we're working on here. How do both of you, Bobby first, being from DC, feel about Bad Brains?
Again, I like the punk stuff, but the hard shit is good. I could give or take the reggae shit. But the thing is, like, what I said was I don't like bands that just play reggae. You know what I mean? Like, so if you have a reggae song, I mean, fucking NoFX has got reggae-ish songs. I mean, the Kill All the White Man, 10 minutes.
That's a song. That's what I was trying to think of. Yeah, yeah. That's a good
one. But I think that's the mischaracterization of white boy reggae bands. Because bands like Expendables have thrash songs, have punk songs, have all sorts of different things on their albums. But Ian, what do you feel about Bad Brains?
I got nothing but respect for them. I think like if they're on, I wouldn't change it. Like if they come on a playlist, I wouldn't be like, oh, fuck Bad Brains. But I just never got that into them. But I think they're good. Also, like kind of what Bobby said, like I just kind of lean towards the heavier stuff. But if they slow it down and just do the upstrokes, I'm into it. Because I like ska too. I like Rance. Tim Armstrong won a Grammy for producing a reggae album. Like a lot of his stuff is reggae infused. I guess I prefer music that's inspired by reggae more so than actual reggae.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Last thing I'll say on this topic, Bobby, you should look up Sublime's cover of a Bad Religion, Bad Brain song. The Bad Brain song is called "I Love I Jaw."
Yeah.
Sublime did "I Love My Dog."
Yeah. No, I know.
Good song.
I seen it. All right, any final comments? Rancid versus NoFX. You guys, you could think it's going to be close?
Yes, I think it's going to be very close.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know who I'm voting for. Like, I honestly don't.
Hmm. Yeah, this is a toss-up. I'm going to have to like put my time into actually listening to them back-to-back constantly.
Really?
I don't have a pony in the race. So
I prefer Outcome the Wolves over any NoFX album, but like I don't know which is like a more important band to the 90s funk thing. Like if it's just which one do I want to listen to right now, it'd be Rancid, but I try to see the world through more clear lenses.
After this last round, I'm pretty confident I know who's going to win. And
it's Green Day, isn't it?
It's yeah, Come From Behind. Lagwagon back in the field somehow. All right, fellas.
I will say, if I'm guessing from the votes we've gotten over the time, the answer is pretty obvious. But that doesn't mean how people are going to vote when they're matched up against each other.
Watch out, nephew. Put some money on it.
What up, Foppers? We are back with the final chapter. Rancid versus NOFX in the 90s punk rock bracket. I don't even know where to begin here. I don't want this beautiful thing to end. We got Meg and Aunt Viv with us. as usual. Before I start looking at results, have you guys added your stuff?
Did not add Ian or I.
Okay, cool. So
and just a correction, it's Ian or me.
It's Aunt Viv or Meg.
I didn't add mine or Ian's.
There
okay. So I will add those manually as we go along. Contentious debate here. Actually, not really contentious, but it actually sparked some shit with yet another L.A. Dan, who apparently has a disdain for NOFX.
Other Dan.
Other Dan, yes. The other Dan. But you're technically
the Aunt Viv of Dan's.
Yeah. Oh, where'd the cat go?
He's trying to get my hush puppies.
Oh.
For the folks who haven't seen, I made hush puppies from scratch.
And yet you didn't bring enough to share.
Nope.
All right.
I did. I'm just not sharing any.
That's true. There's
I don't know if that's better or worse.
All right. So what I'm going to do is, in case anyone tunes in, I'm going to let people vote live if they haven't voted already.
All right.
So that being said, I don't even want to get into it. It's not looking good for who I picked. But Meg, kick us off. Your personal choice.
My personal choice. I mean, it is a tough one, but I just kind of had to go for the one that was more present in the 90s for myself. I mean, both were around, but one I heard more, one I was just, like I said, more present for me. So that had to be Rancid. It's not a dislike thing. This isn't one of those times where I'm voting because I don't like a band or this or that. It's just purely I listened to more Rancid in the 90s.
Can we all agree that this is one of those lose-lose decisions? Like,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I mean,
much like Alien versus Predator. No matter who wins, we lose.
Which is unfortunate. A lot of potential in that franchise, but just not the money to make a good movie, I guess.
Right.
But yeah, so that's why I had to go with Rancid. Nothing against NOFX.
I got a Frozen. Oh, wait, you guys are moving again.
Okay. All right. Aunt Viv, what say you?
I'm turning off the Wi-Fi on my telephone.
Oh, yep. That's exciting.
The people are waiting.
Okay. Is it my turn to talk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So this one, obviously, not to just like harp on what Bobby said, no matter who wins, we lose. Both bands I have much respect for. I was on the fence. I was really on the fence up until, I hate to say it, our mutual friend Dan Olson, aka Dan Rambles of Sequoia Avenue, Los Angeles, California. He made some really, really good points of that. Like, I've seen NOFX live, I've seen Rancid live. By the end of a NOFX show, you're kind of like, okay, I get it, I'm over it. But at a Rancid show, you're like, oh, keep going, like keep playing. I want these ballads to keep on, you know, rocking me all night long. Also, being in a room where so many people can get so excited about their city being named in a song about another city is amazing. And Rancid makes that happen with Olympia, Washington. Every time I've seen him in New York, it's like, a New York City! Well, I wish that was how Dan was there. You saw him with the Misfits.
Yeah, the crowd was pretty excited.
Yeah, and there's just not as much energy for NOFX show.
What?
In New York, at least, I've only seen NOFX in New York and then in Denver, Colorado, which is where you live now.
Hold on a second. Were those NOFX shows or were those on bigger bills?
So New York was NOFX show and Denver was Riot Fest.
Right. Anyways, my vote is Rancid. With a heavy heart, I vote for Rancid.
So your Care Bear heart light is shining for Rancid, is what you're telling me?
That's right. Also, I was shocked. I was shocked at how many people, like, the vote was going to be more split, but I was shocked how many people were like, of course, Rancid.
That's fucking unreal to me. But I live in a no-effects reality these days, I guess. I think, I don't even know what to pinpoint here. There's things that I've cited already. I like NoFX's versions of Rancid songs better. I thought Rancid did not do good on that 7-inch split that they both did. I thought that NoFX never gave props to Good Charlotte in my presence, so that was huge. I have no idea where you get this idea that no one had energy during or doesn't have as much energy as a Rancid show. It's definitely at the very least equal. Most recently, I saw NoFX last summer in Portland at the Punk and Drublick Festival, where they did the Decline with an orchestra. And firsthand, like, I haven't been in a mosh pit in forever, and this may have something to do with beep, which I may or may not have been ingesting. But the pit didn't stop for the Decline. And I mean full on hundreds of people mosh pit, not like a cute little Blink 182 fucking circle pit because Mark Hoppus requested it or whatever. And I'm not trying to throw shit at Blink. I'm just saying those crowds are a lot different.
So, I don't know. That sounded kind of shady.
And I'm saying, like, if you picture what a pit of an orchestra would be like, imagine that minus instruments and plus, like, about 150 people. Just constant movement, dude. Like, I wanted to go to another show just so I could watch, like, the band and the orchestra because it was fucking insane. So I don't know where you get off saying that NoFX has no energy, but my vote.
Did I say no energy? I said less energy.
In Ian's defense, he did not say no energy.
Yeah, I felt like people were taking naps.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I feel like
where I get off
your description of that Rancid show is like polar opposite to me, because I'm like, I'm always disappointed when NoFX leaves the stage because they didn't play all my favorite songs because they have so many. Whereas Rancid, I'm like, yeah, you guys pretty much covered Outcome the Wolves, give or take Sidekick and a few other jams that have come along.
Which, if I may interject, that's a testament of their greatness. Is I don't want to hear the new stuff. They know Outcome the Wolves is their best album. They play mostly that and then some other stuff.
Well,
to me, that's smart.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, I mean, NoFX couldn't touch all the songs if they wanted to. And I'm not even talking like new shit. I mean, you know, you get your fucking Punk and Drublick out of the way, obviously, then whether or not they're going to play, I mean, they played the fucking Decline, which is like a feat in and of itself. I don't think that if Smelly, the drummer, hadn't gotten clean, he'd be able to play that. Because that's 20 minutes of straight punk rock drumming. Plus, they had to play a longer version of it because there's a goddamn orchestra.
Yeah,
so
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing. Hands down, NoFX for me. So here comes the big moment here, and I'm wondering, should I share the screen? Doesn't matter. Well, I didn't even load the fucking thing up. So. My public voted 6-4 Rancid NoFX over Rancid, which I was very happy to see. Yes. So this happened again last round, didn't it? Where my vote was usurped.
You're giving, giving it away.
So what
on
are you
the
saying,
contrary,
Bobby?
The Dan and Ian crowd had a 12-4 for Rancid, and my heart breaks to announce that Rancid wins this punk rock bracket 18-11. Now, I want to bring up a hypothetical question here. Mm-hmm. Rancid, obviously, forerunners of Hellcat. NoFX is, I mean, it's technically only Fat Mike, but basically the forerunners of Fat Records, right? had it been more about those labels, which one would you personally would have picked?
Fat Wreck, 100%. Like, it's a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Hellcat is just because they got bored and they were like, I guess we'll do a label. But Fat Wreck, because some of my favorite bands of all time started on Fat Wreck and are still on Fat Wreck. So it was based on labels, and yeah, Fat Wreck.
I would agree with that, but then wouldn't we have to throw in Epitaph?
No. I'm just saying in this hypothetical face-off. Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, Epitaph had them both, though. And they're both subsidiaries of Epitaph, or at least they kind of were. I don't know if that's official anymore.
So thanks for validating my point.
Dude, yeah, but...
What was your point?
I don't know.
I've been trying to validate your point for 30 years.
And I still don't know what the point is. Yeah.
He's all got right. One. It's there.
So there you have it. By voter and Ian, or I mean Aunt Viv, as much as we'd like to have you along for this ride, I'm really disappointed we didn't at least get the votes from the other Ian, because that was like, we had 50 votes. This came down to 29. So that's a little disappointing. I tried to put this out to other channels too, like people on Twitter that I knew were into punk rock. I posted it on my Instagram with like all these hashed nothing. And I mean, maybe it's just not punk rock to vote on punk rock, but
it is probably the least punk rock thing you can do. But that being said, I'm still just kind of proud that we at least got this many people to stay this engaged for this long, and that we had something to give them to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm disappointed in myself and my friend group because I realized that only 15 out of the like 800 people on my friends list on Facebook maybe contributed overall.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I'm proud of my East Coast punk because Wu-Tang's for the children, you know, and we're all Wu-Tang over here. And we're giving back, which is the most punk thing we could do. I think we're just more punk than you guys.
I think
Denver has five iron frenzy, I believe.
Oh, that's about a good question. Well, I'm not exactly from Denver, dude. I grew up in D.C.
I know.
I went to college in Montana. I lived in Los Angeles and then wound up in Denver. But now that you mention it, Denver punk bands.
The bass player of Flogging Molly is in a white boy reggae band out of Denver.
That's the worst sentence I've ever heard in my life.
Me and Dan saw him.
Oh yeah, I have the little wristband right down there that they gave me. They were a good band.
They were. They're pretty good.
Iron. Even with the slander of calling anyone white boy reggae.
I mean, Dan. I mean, if it quacks like a duck and walks like a duck.
I say it all the time.
Five Iron Frenzy is indeed from Denver. Did you know they're
praise them.
Christian ska band, so praise Jesus too.
I was way into them. I had like 3 CDs before I even realized they were Christian.
We should get them together with Mephiscopheles.
Interesting. Oh, yeah, there you go. Actually, that'd probably be a really fun show. Just people talking shit. It's not like Mephiscopheles is like, you know, Satanism gets a bad rap for being like, oh, let's sacrifice a goat today, boys. My favorite interpretation of it is in Silicon Valley. Did either of you guys watch that show?
No.
Oh, my God. They go to a satanic. Sorry. I was going to say satanistic? No. Satanic baptism, and it's just like the biggest nerds. What about Metalocalypse? Did you guys ever see that show?
I love Metalocalypse. Big fan, yeah.
So they go to the Satan church, and it's just, like, super lame, and they thought it was going to be cool.
Yeah.
It's just like, hail Satan.
Danbury, Connecticut is more brutal than this.
All right. So one of the other things I have been doing is keeping a score sheet on this shit. So essentially, for every round that you went on, you got more points for each round. That's stupid. That's a bad way. Sorry. Each pick that you got correctly in round one worth 1 point. In round two points. So on and so forth.
And to clarify, you're saying that you scored our brackets for us.
I scored all three of our personal brackets versus what the voters did. So again, just another fun thing to do with this. Obviously not the do-all and end-all about who's the best, although we'll see how
that means
out.
I won.
So First round scores. Dan had 24 picks. Ian had 25, and I had 23.
Wow.
Okay.
That's first round. Start. First
hey,
round.
That's just first round, buddy.
Okay. All right.
Second round. Dan had 18 picks. Ian had 7. I had 20.
Whoa.
So that left me and Dan separated by a point, 42-43, and Ian, you're 32. Third round. Oh, son of a bitch. I did not add Ian's points. My bad. Oh, hold okay, on a second okay. here. Sorry.
No, I think in the third round is where I gone done and fucked up.
Yeah, but you'll see what happened.
Yeah, but this is where I had Misfits beating Rancid for some reason. I don't know where that came from. And so I think that gone done did me dirty.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, Dan, that's where you fucked up. You eliminated Rancid. Obviously, that's not going to pay off. This round, though, you still won 15 points with 5 correct picks. Ian had 3 correct picks with 9 points. I had 4, so that's 12. Now, our totals, 57 for Dan, 41 for Ian, 55 for me. Oh, sorry. Okay, I misread that. Next up, this was Fatal 4. Pick your Fatal 4. So Dan had 3 out of 4 mm-hmm. with a 12, only fucking up on the Misfits, which is insane because, oh, man, like this close. To
I made up for Rancid with picking Descendants.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's really where you went deep there, which, again, contentious. But, Ian, you had 2 out of 4. You had Rancid, Jawbreaker, No Effects, and the Vandals. I had 2 out of 4. Rancid, the Living End, No Effects, and the Vandals.
Sorry.
So
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh. It's like, yeah.
Dude, I had the... a band that literally got like 2 votes, including my own. Very disappointing. So for the final, Dan had Bad Religion and Misfits, meaning no more points for Dan.
Yep.
At this point, we were 69-63, Dan winning. And then Ian, you're catching up with 49 before this round. But Rancid and No Effects gave each of us 10 more points. So going into the final... Dan had 69, Ian had 59, and I had 73. So oh, yeah. I took the lead there. However, Dan had Bad Religion winning the whole thing, so 0 points
no
there.
Points.
I had No Effects winning the whole thing, 0 points there. So 69, 73 were our final scores. And in the final round alone, I gave 10 points. Meaning that Ian tied Dan, but you both lose to me. 69-73. However, everybody wins in a 69. So,
first off, I've never wanted to be in a 69 with Ian.
That's true.
But you second, have been.
True. Second off, what's the tiebreaker here? Ian getting the last one right, or is it the amount of picks overall?
Well, neither, because he won. Like, if it, was,
no,
I think it was
the tiebreaker. Because I'm going for second place here.
Ah, oh, fuck.
I just want to know what you guys think should the tiebreaker should be.
I would say whoever had heard of Lagwagon before 2017.
Huh. I heard of them. I just didn't connect the dots.
It's up to Bob.
Who bought their best friend the dopest Lagwagon in and out? Shirt
oh, man.
At a Lagwagon show.
That's a great shirt. That
each
is
of
one
you,
of the best shirts I own.
Each of you pick a number 1 through 5. You can't pick the same number.
4.
I was going to say 4!
It doesn't matter.
I guess 2.
2. Okay, so 4 and 2. I'm going to take your 4th round and your 2nd round totals.
Oh, God damn it.
What?
So Ian got...
I don't get that work. Yeah, that works.
Okay, so in round 4, you had 12 points. Ian
and I
had
7 in round 2.
8. In round 2, Dan had 8. Oh, yeah, you fucked up, dude. Yeah, Dan wins.
Oh, great. Yeah. All right, well, it was nice hanging out with you guys.
If you want to see more out of us, that is it. Rancid, congrats, you sons of bitches. I really wanted to have the overall winner there, but it doesn't matter. I won on points. I really, if anyone has their full bracket and wants me to calculate them, holler at me. I want to see if anyone else beats us. And now that I'm thinking about it, I might have somebody's full bracket. I don't know. Anyway, I might have Cam's. But if you want to see more from us, we are now doing a weekly Dungeons & Dragons game. And we'll be doing that on Twitch because it's way too long for fucking podcast episodes. Too much horsing around, too much bullshit, a lot of laughs, a lot of fun. And just a caveat, all but Aunt Viv here are complete amateurs at D&D. And our DM is great. So if you want to catch that, flip over to Twitch. I recorded the first episode. I didn't put it up, but I will be doing that weekly from here on in. As far as Fobcast goes, who the fuck knows? Because there's no sports. No sports to talk about.
I still want to throw out there, guys, if we want to do another bracket, 90s cartoons, there's a lot of cartoons out there.
Okay. I'm going to toy with this. Are you saying shows on a whole or
cartoon characters?
Characters.
No, it'd be shows as a whole. So, you know, you might end up getting like Ren and Stimpy versus Batman.
Yeah. I think my final four... I'd have Simpsons winning.
Well, I mean, we'd have to make
the critic.
I didn't even think about the critic.
Yeah. See, that's another. That's my living end.
Yeah, but what about Beavis and Butthead?
Well, or the head, or the Max, or Daria, or Liquid Flux. Television, Eon Flux, Space Ghost Coast to Coast. I mean, we shouldn't take this as lightheartedly as you did the 90s bracket and let dumbass decisions like the Descendants and the Misfits slip in.
That would be easier, though, because I feel like cartoons have generations, right? So, yeah, there was probably an 80s Batman cartoon, but it wasn't Batman Beyond or whatever.
No, it was 90s.
That's true.
No,
Batman, the anime series? No,
I'm saying
what he's saying is that, like, yeah,
there
I know
probably was a Batman in the 80s versus.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Definitively separate one for the 90s.
Well, and we can take some of the lessons we learned from this and have better seating so we can have, like, you know, the Nickelodeon shows, we can have the MTV shows, the primetime, like Critic and yada yada. You know, there's options, or afternoon Disney, you know, there's Disney afternoon,
yeah,
if you will.
Hmm.
I would say if we do this, the Simpsons shouldn't even be on it because they would win, like, as like a 90s cartoon. Like the 90s Simpsons, that's like nothing's going to beat that.
I wholeheartedly agree. But
anyways, I have some more hush puppies to eat.
All right. Well, it's been a fun ride, but
it has been.
We're
fun.
Done. And Kamish out.
And Viv out.
Bye.
Oh, come on, Meg.